Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 26, His Spirit. After being baptized, he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. Matthew 3, verse 16. I was born in a pastor's home and had heard many sermons since my earliest childhood. I still remember my dad's sermon on the mathematical impossibility of the gospel being preached to the whole world before the second coming of Christ. First, he would write on the board some formulas, which included worldwide birth and death ratios, and how it was impossible for the church to catch up with these figures. Then he would add the element of the Spirit of God, as in the time of the first century Christian church, and explain how the divine outcome could not be measured with simple math. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, the heavens opened, and Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending on him. Even though Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit was with him throughout his life, he was now visibly being empowered by the Spirit to fulfill his redemptive mission. The one who would baptize with the Spirit was now being baptized by the Spirit at the inauguration of his public ministry. The Old Testament prophets had announced that God's chosen servant would be anointed by the Spirit. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Jesus himself quoted from Isaiah 61, verse 1, in the synagogue at Nazareth and proclaimed the fulfillment of this prophecy in him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke 4, verse 18. Jesus promised multiple times to provide the same Spirit to his followers. His disciples were to proclaim the good news of forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name only after being empowered by the Spirit from on high. We can't measure our ability to do our calling and God-given task with our own strength, because we will always become anxious and worried if we do. Those who believe in Jesus have the promise of the Holy Spirit, whose power enables us to proclaim the gospel boldly. Let's ask for a daily filling of God's Spirit.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!